This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration is anticipating a roughly $982 million budget gap for next year. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports the nearly $1 billion gap is driven by underperforming revenues and rising pension and labor costs. Mayor Brandon Johnson didn't sugarcoat the tough choices that lie ahead.
The size of the budget gap is significant. It's going to require decisions that will speak to our overall collective desire to build an economy that works for working people. We are working to provide as soft of a landing as possible.
Johnson did not reveal ways he might raise revenue, such as increasing property taxes. In the more immediate future, budget officials say they may have to implement a hiring freeze to close a nearly $223 million budget gap this year. The Food and Drug Administration has approved new COVID-19 vaccines to tackle new strains of the virus for the fall and winter months. Millions of doses from Pfizer and Moderna are expected to ship to pharmacies in the coming days. Samantha Picking is director of immunization at Walgreens and says while some locations already have these new vaccines, appointments are available at all stores starting September 6th.
So if patients want to schedule now, get ahead of the rush, they can't schedule their appointment.
Picking says people can expect yearly updated COVID vaccines in the future. It took nearly three decades of planning and construction, but the Longmeadow Parkway Bridge in Kane County is now open. It's a close to $200 million bridge passing over the Fox River in suburban Kane County. The bridge's ribbon cutting today marks completion of 5.5 miles of toll-free corridor, which includes a bike and a pedestrian lane. NASCAR's Chicago Street Race is once again returning for the 4th of July weekend. NASCAR released its schedule for the 2025 racing season today. The third annual Chicago Street Race is scheduled for July 5th and 6th in Grant Park. And the Chicago Jazz Festival kicks off tonight. The Labor Day weekend tradition brings all forms of jazz to the Chicago Cultural Center, neighborhood venues, and Millennium Park through Sunday. Blues and jazz singer Lynn Jordan has been a musician in Chicago for 30 years, and she tells WBEZ's Reset this weekend will be her first on the Jazz Fest bill.
And it's interesting. I've been really spoiled because I thought, well, it must be like this everywhere, but Chicago's really special in that you can carve a way to make a living. Not that that's the point of art or music, but it don't hoit.
Jordan says Jazz Fest showcases Chicago's music history and how younger musicians are evolving the genre to connect with a more contemporary audience. Weather, sunny skies and a high in the upper 80s today, and then partly cloudy tonight. Some rain overnight, a low in the low 70s. And Friday, partly sunny and warm, 50% chance of showers, high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.